you look at the vulnerability, I can assure you from this day forward, I have a carry permit. You know, I will be carrying when I'm out and about, which I have to tell you, I have not been, even though I have a carry permit at home.
You wouldn't carry prior to this event? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, on a rare occasion, you know, I'd have my gun in the glove box or something, but it's going to be in my pocket from this day forward.
It is 8:37. That was Representative Chris Collins saying that he's going to carry now in public when he's at public events from this moving forward. Joining us right now to talk about that, about possibly allowing reciprocity for our congressmen. If they can carry in the state in which they live, they can carry in the district. George Lyon, he was a plaintiff in the Palmer case, which compelled D.C. to begin issuing carry permits. He is also a firearms instructor and knows the training required for new permits and for carry. George Lyon, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Thank you for joining us. So you heard what Representative Chris Collins had to say. We also have Representative Loudermilk, Barry Loudermilk, proposing that members who are allowed to conceal carry a weapon in their home state would be able to do so in the district. How realistic is that?
Well, let me first say that the first rule of a gunfight is have a gun. If you don't have a gun, the chances of being killed in an active killer situation are quite substantial. When private citizens stop an active killer situation, 2.3 there's 2.33 average victims. When police stop it, it's 14.29. With respect to the realism, I'm all for members of Congress having the right to carry in the district. I think they should pass legislation to allow that. But I also think that it's important that their staff have the right to carry a firearm as well in the district. And I think that bystanders to any possible active killing situation should likewise have it. So I think there should be reciprocity not only for congressmen, but for everybody else.
Yeah, as I look at this, I think to myself, you know, people talk about, oh, should we get more Capitol Police officers? I just don't think the added expense is even necessary. If you can get at least one or two competent aides, you know, trained in a gun safety course, teach them how to shoot, and be able to arm them so that they can be in situations either back home in their district or here in the District of Columbia, I think that would go a long way towards giving some protection to members of Congress that we now realize that they definitely need.
Well, it's obvious that the Capitol Police can't be everywhere. They were only in Alexandria because they were on the security detail for the member who was shot. If he hadn't have been there, what do you think would have happened? There would have been untold carnage. He was armed with a very effective rifle, an AK-47, and a handgun, and there was nobody who was available to put up opposing force against him because they were all headed back to the District of Columbia after the practice.
Right, and you wouldn't be able to take those weapons with you into the district. With the election of President Trump, a lot of us had high hopes, and still do, he can't do everything at once, high hopes of easing of these restrictions of carry and reciprocity and things like that. Also, he also vowed to allow military members to carry on base. Have we seen anything? Because that, to most people, seems ridiculous. You're a military member. You can't carry on base. Are we seeing an easing of that restriction?
We have seen some easing of that. That is, the regulations, I believe, now allow the local commanders to authorize carry. And some of them have, some of them haven't. If I had my druthers, I think the rule should be carry unless there's some good reason not to.
Well, you would think that they are the most trained in how to use a weapon. So you think of anyone who would be qualified to carry, it would be a member of our military. So I'm glad to hear that we have made a step in that direction.
George, you mentioned that he had an AK-47. I don't think he did. I didn't see any reports that he had an AK, that it was some sort of hunting rifle.
Well, the reports I heard were an AK, but a hunting rifle... A hunting rifle actually is even more powerful than an AK.
Right.
It may not hold as many rounds, but those rounds are much more powerful.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify on that subject. What do you make of the ability? You know, the big issue that we constantly bring up is like members of Congress shouldn't be a protected class of people. What are your hopes for Americans in general being able to get national reciprocity for concealed carry?
Well, I would hope that Congress would have its own self-interest and understand at the same point that they're not a privileged class and adopt reciprocity for everyone.
Well, that's what we would hope, but I don't know how realistic that is. I think that we have a group of people in Washington, D.C. who really do think that they are a protected class, that do believe that the law, there are plenty of situations where they exempt themselves from their own laws.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised at all to see this be just for the privileged class. And then, we'll get to the rest of you later, and it's never going to happen.
Well, that's certainly possible. I think if the vote were today in the House of Representatives, national reciprocity would pass. The problem is getting 60 votes in the Senate. And while I think almost all Republicans in the Senate would support nationwide reciprocity, I think you've got problems with a lot of the Democrats.
Yep.
They believe guns are evil. But the fact is that a gun is simply a tool. You wouldn't propose to prohibit people from driving a car because of drunk drivers.
The good point. Donald Trump, by the way, himself is a permit holder, and he's for national reciprocity. So let's see if we can get some traction on that in the years to come.
George Lyon, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time.
All right, it's been a pleasure.